Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from His Son, our Lord Jesus the Christ. I remember all of my teachers. I remember all of my teachers. I remember Mrs. Wilkie, who taught us kindergarten and then first grade. And she was awesome. And I remember second grade with Mrs. Vanderhuizen. Mrs. Vanderhuizen had a lot of rules. You had to sit at your desk, both feet flat on the floor. You had to look straight ahead. And when it came time for penmanship, your paper could not be at an angle. It had to be straight on your desk, with you sitting straight up and writing like this. I was glad to get out of second grade. Because then I got into third grade, where we had Miss Kaufman. And for the first time in my life, I fell in love. We had great teachers, but I remember especially Mrs. Bees. I remember Mrs. Bees. She was our teacher for 7th and 8th grade. And I remember her because she had rules. But there wasn't a day that went by that I didn't know that Mrs. Bees cared about me. Even when she kept me after school, I knew that I deserved it. I knew she kept me after school because she cared about me. And that was an amazing thing to feel. This business of Jesus going around correcting religious leaders and their rules comes up time and time again in the Gospels, in the stories of Jesus' life. In Luke 6, Jesus and his disciples are walking through a grain field, and they're hungry, and it's the Sabbath. And they start to pick grain, kernels of grain, and start to eat them. It's whole grain, right? They were healthy before their time. But the leaders, the religious leaders said, no, you can't do that. You can't do that. That's against our rules. That's against our regulations. That's work. You can't work on the Sabbath. And you know what Jesus' answer was? It was such a great answer. He said, remember that the Sabbath was made for people, not people for the Sabbath. God gave you the gift of a day when you weren't supposed to work as a way to help you take time to relax, to get refreshed for the week ahead. He did not have a day where he said, whoa, let's have a lot of rules, and oh, by the way, I've got to create some people to follow these rules. And then in Luke 6, the same chapter, Jesus is at, he went to church with his disciples to the synagogue, and there's a man with a withered hand. And Jesus heals him. And the religious leader said, whoa, that's against our rules. That's against the regulations. You can't do that. And Jesus said, any religion that is against healing people on any day is a disgrace. Then we have our text for today. Jesus is at church again. He's in the synagogue, and there's a woman there who's bent over. For whatever reason, she has had this affliction for 18 years. She has just been able to look at the ground or to crane her neck to look around and doesn't ask to be healed. She doesn't draw attention to herself. Jesus just heals her. And the religious leader goes, wait. That's against our rules. That's against our regulations. And Jesus said, you hypocrites. He said, you'll untie your donkey and your ox so that they can get to water. But you're against me unbinding this woman from her condition, this child of God, this daughter of Abraham. Said, your rules stink. Your rules stink. But, that is the way it is so often, isn't it? I mean, even organizations, institutions that are set up to serve people, to help people, they start out just fine, but after a while they start to get some rules and regulations and guidelines, and pretty soon the rules and the regulations get to be more important than helping people. They just get off track. Now, rules are important. You have to have some rules to maintain order. I was raised by parents who knew the word no really well. Okay? I heard the word no on numerous occasions. No, you're being too selfish. You're being too self-centered. No, that is not a right thing to do. No, that was wrong, and so now you are grounded. Okay? They thought it was important for me to learn the difference between right and wrong. Rules, guidelines, regulations, laws are important to maintain order. In the school, rules are important to maintain order and to keep people safe. I think if we were to ask Kathy to come up and tell us, there probably are a couple rules on the for riding on the bus, aren't there, Kathy? Oh, yeah! And I'm sure there are rules for the bus driver, too. Rules that are put there to keep people safe and so that there is order. So rules are important, but there's also a time. There's a time for grace. There's a time for compassion. There's a time for understanding. There's a time for second chances, third chances, fourth chances along the way. So this is the conundrum. This is the problem. How do we know when it's time for the rule or when it's time for mercy? I mean, when I was a parent, it's funny how it worked out. The time for rules always seemed to be the times when I was tired and stressed out and cranky. Boy, then it was rule time. You know? If I was well fed, rested, felt pretty good, then it was time for mercy and grace. That's not a very good way to do it. Not at all. If only there was some rule. If only there was some guideline to help us to know when it's time for mercy or when it's time for rule. The good news is there is. There is a rule that overshadows all of these that helps us to understand when it's time for mercy and when it's time for the rule. And you know what that rule is? Love. Love, compassion, care. When the person you are dealing with becomes the most important thing, the most important thing is what is best for this person you are dealing with. What is the most loving thing to do for this person? You know, we are losing a valuable member of our community, our chief of police, Chief Banks, is leaving. When I came here, I asked to talk with him for a while, and as I talked with him and talked about his way of enforcing the law, one of the things that really endeared him to me and really stood out as the kind of a person he is, and when he said to me, you know, sometimes a warning is as effective as a ticket. Sometimes a warning is as effective as a ticket. That little piece of grace, that little reminder of what the rule is, but that grace is the most effective way to keep people safe in the community, to remind people of their responsibility, but to do it in a grace-filled way. I just thought that was wonderful. I thought that was great. And so I encourage you this school year, even if you aren't going to school, even if you aren't connected with the school, when you're dealing with other people, just remember, there is a rule for dealing with other people that overshadows them all. The most important rule is love, caring, compassion. And so when you're dealing with folks, sometimes for their safety, sometimes in order to help, we need to be reminded of what the guidelines are. Sometimes we just need somebody to listen, to forgive, to love us. Many years ago, there was a national youth convention. And at that convention, many of the kids came back with buttons. And on that button, there were 7 words. It said, forgive them, it'll teach them a lesson. Forgive them, it'll teach them a lesson. In Jesus' name. Amen.